Unfortunately, our experience at the NSPCC is that individuals who sexually abuse children will often target sometimes some of the most vulnerable children and young people, including those with learning disabilities, because they know that there's a greater chance of them getting away with the abuse and the abuse not being reported. That's our experience, and unfortunately, that's exactly what has happened in this case.
And the victims have obviously had to carry this with them throughout their lives. It's important that they finally get some kind of justice, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that can be so important for victims of sexual abuse that no matter how long ago the abuse was committed, if abusers can finally be brought to justice, that can give a really important message for victims that they have finally been believed, and that can be such an important message and an important aid to recovery of victims of child sexual abuse.
Sure. And do you hope such cases and coverage of them encourage other victims to come forward?
Well, that's what we're seeing across the country. We are seeing a significant increase in reports of child sexual abuse right across the UK at the moment as a result of a reporting of historic cases of sexual abuse and indeed a reporting of current cases of sexual abuse and exploitation as well. And we think at the NSPCC that that's beginning to get us to a more accurate figure of the overall scale of the problem.